Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Good morning, family. Your will be done, Father God, for all of our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I was just so blessed, humbled, first of all, you could say, and blessed and honored at the Telly's matric dance last night. It's God is good. It's, you know, we as God's representatives, we here to bring godliness into the world, and that's why we need him to lead us and to guide us, so that we this is what we can do, and have balance. You know, we got to have balance. What's of God and what's of darkness, and we make no room for the darkness, but we make all the room for our great God. Hallelujah. The readings this morning is Psalm 85, verse 12 to 13, but I'll start at 11. It says, faithfulness springs up from the ground, and righteousness looks down from the sky. It's so beautiful. You know, when faithfulness is there, the faith of God is there. And then, as we've seen, the truth of God is there, and the steadfast love of God is there. And then God's favor, it comes to us like rain. And it comes also as, yeah, okay, let's just say with the rain. And that's how God is, you know, blesses us, because we in line with him, in tune with him, and that's what it's all about, eh? Walking in tune, walking in agreement. I think I love that scripture. How can two walk together unless they agree? So in acknowledging him, coming to him, we need to agree with him. And then he goes on, verse 12. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. So beautiful to know the first bit of land that we cultivate is ourselves. Amen. Our bodies were made from the dust. And so these earthly tabernacles represent and show the goodness of God. And then it can be go out to our family, to our friends, to your province, Cape Town, well, Matuba, wherever, South Africa, Africa, and the world. So it's a ongoing thing, all found in your relationship with the Almighty. Amen. Righteousness will go before him and make his footsteps away. So he brings about his righteousness. It's his will. We made for him his plan. This world was made for him. And he's going to bring about the plan. The world was made for us, but together with him, this world's going to become and be everything God made it to be. And so us walking in the footsteps of Jesus makes in a place for God to just be with us in every step of the way. And that's our desire. That's our longing. That's what we were made for. We were never made to be alone. When you think you're alone, the demons are smuggling your cup. You don't want to be alone, because you're never alone. The way of man is not in himself, nor is it in man the ability to direct his own path. So your ways that determine your path comes from the powers of darkness, or the powers of God. The kingdom of God or the kingdom of darkness. And now, being in the kingdom of God, that's why we look to the God of all. We listen to Jesus. I'm thinking of we have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, to God, to the angels, and to Jesus, that we need to listen to. Hallelujah. Be blessed, guys, as you just stay in tune and smell the roses and enjoy the journey here, because we here to bring the light of God's love. Arise and shine, for your light has come. Darkness covers the earth, but you arise and shine, for your light has come. Amen.